Activity 4. Listen to a short conversation and decide if the candidate's answers are correct or incorrect. Discuss the reason why the candidate failed to score marks with your teacher.
Do you want to listen to the podcast I was telling you about? It's by a guy called Kelvin Smith, and he talks about credit cards. Let's listen. Okay, here we go.
According to a recent survey, Singaporeans own the most number of credit cards in Asia, with an average of 3.3 cards per person. Hong Kong and Taiwan rank the second, with an average of 2.7 cards per individual. Singapore cardholders are the second highest spenders in the region, with an average monthly expenditure of $1,020. Credit cards have been an integral part of consumer lifestyle in Hong Kong. Many people in Hong Kong today have at least one credit card. One of the greatest benefits of using a credit card is the fact that it makes shopping easy. Whether it is a pre-planned shopping trip or an on-the-spur-of-the-moment decision to purchase an item that interests you, you can confidently walk into a shop and buy something without knowing if you have the cash in your wallet to pay for it. Another advantage is that every time you buy something with your credit card, you will get reward points that can be accumulated. The points can be used to redeem coupons, gifts, or other perks. Taking a vacation overseas can be easily and quickly arranged, as long as you have a credit card. You can make bookings for hotels and airline tickets online using your credit card. Once you have arrived at your destination, you can charge most of your expenses, such as meals, transport, sightseeing tours, or souvenirs, on your credit card. In other words, you can enjoy your vacation without having to worry about carrying a lot of cash on you or running out of cash.